All right, I've been waiting for this all day.
This is a great story.
It is a great story. There is a young lady who wrote in the Washington Post about her Tinder date with pharma bro Martin Shkreli. Or do you say Shkreli? Actually, we can get the answer right here because she went on a date with him.
She knows a lot
about
it.
Yeah, she'll know.
I still don't know how to say his name.
Jacqueline
or
Collier.
How to spell it.
Right. Now, okay, so let's set this whole thing up. So are you on the Tinder?
Yes. I was swiping through Tinder, mm-hmm. and I came across it was actually the first day that they had unveiled the super like feature on Tinder, and I wanted to check it out, and I saw that someone had super liked me, and it was Martin.
Oh. Martin.
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 And at that time, was he well known to you, or did you know who he was?
This was right after the big deal.
Yeah, it was about, I think, a week after the whole price gouging catastrophe broke.
So he raises the price by 5,000% on a drug that is really necessary for people with AIDS and or cancer, and rare AIDS or cancer, a 62-year-old medication. Actually, I'm sorry, it's 4,000%. I exaggerated.
Sure.
He raised it by that. And then so now you see, and I like this story. You wrote it in the Washington Post, and I love this because you tell the story like you're not quite sure if you're getting catfished on this, right? You're not sure it's really him.
In the very beginning, I was pretty confident I was getting catfished because it was my writing partner and I. It's all we were talking about the few days before that. You know, we were outraged and we were talking about this. And I texted him right after I saw Martin's face and I said, oh, there's someone out there who's made a joke profile of Martin. How funny is this? And then it turned out not to be a joke.
So you totally knew it was him, right? When he was reaching out and super liked you, you're like, okay, I know who this guy is. I know everything about him, right?
Or absolutely. I knew that it was. I thought it was someone pretending to be Martin, but as soon as I saw his face, I knew immediately who it was or who he was pretending to be. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So now you get this. because he sent you like a picture of like his driver's license.
Yeah,
because
you asked for verification.
Yeah. So he said to me, I said, you know, I know this is a joke profile, and he said it's not. You know, how can I prove it to you? I can send you a selfie. I said, oh, you know, okay, you can send me a selfie, but there's always ways that you can, you know, fake that from the internet. And then he proceeded to send me all of his personal information, which was his pictures of his credit card and his driver's license.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you could have stolen his identity. I like the way this is going.
Yeah.
You should have stolen his identity.
And you're too nice a person.
There is not a court in the world that would convict you for that.
No jurors would ever
say
that.
Yeah, not a single jury that would ever do that. All right, so now you're I hate to get personal with you, but do you use Tinder quite a bit for regular dating?
No, in fact, I had actually had a Tinder break for a while and logged back on that day because I'm really interested in dating and relationships, and I read about them a lot, and I do find the whole dating industry and courtship to be really fascinating. And it was trending that day that they had released the super like feature, so I hadn't been on Tinder in about a month or two, but logged back in to see, okay, what does this look like? What is this all about? What does it look like when someone super likes you? Mm-hmm. How do you do it? That kind of thing.
Okay, so where did the pharma bro take you?
He took me to Breaststroke in Tribeca.
Breaststroke and Tribeca, sure.
Is it really fancy, super expensive, with a lot of finance types?
A lot of finance types.
Ladies.
What's wrong with that?
Guys who work in that business call it finance.
Oh, finance.
Finance.
Of course.
They do not call it finance, right? Finance types, yeah.
Pronounced it wrong.
Right, sorry. Anyway, so you're there, and it's Pharma Bro, and how big of a restaurant is this? A lot of people around?
You know, it's not small, but it's a fairly intimate space, and there were times when I did feel like I was getting a few glances from people who were looking at me and maybe feeling kind of sorry.
Yeah, hostage? What's happened here? So people did recognize him, would you think?
I think so. I actually think that our waitress, who was lovely and amazing, may have recognized him because she and I were sort of exchanging some glances, and I think that she was also a little bit surprised at the way he was acting on the date also.
And you're right about this, but let's go into it. So he's on the date, and he's sort of goofy, isn't he? He's sort of like childlike, it seems.
Yeah, he was initially. He seemed very nervous, which I'm also really nervous on first dates, so it could have also just been my energy mixing with his energy. But he was shy and a little bit reserved, and sort of I wasn't seeing any, in the beginning of the date, any sort of glimpse into that sort of cocky persona that he sort of has in the media.
So you started to like him?
That's not necessarily true. It didn't meet with my expectations. And
he wasn't the king of the douche that you thought he was going to be, right?
Exactly, and I think that I try and go into most situations with an, you know, open mind. But I know so much about what he had done. If this had been a date where I didn't have any information beforehand, it would have been really endearing. But I knew all the things that he had done, so it was hard to go into it with such an open mind.
That's the thing. It's so interesting because you write in your article about how he'd like to brag about, well, maybe not brag, but talk about some of the philanthropic things he had done, and some of those things seem really, really nice. But then how do you balance that with what you already knew to be how he was basically screwing over people who needed a drug?
Yeah, we got into that a little bit more, but I mean, we actually had quite a long discussion about it, but it didn't really, I wrote a fluff piece for a dating blog, so that didn't really, fit in with the narrative of the story, but he talked a lot about his reasoning behind it, but it amounted to a very interesting conversation. I do believe that he's a passionate person, who at times believes he's doing the right thing, but that's
he's one of those like socially awkward dudes who's like super laser focused, right? And he doesn't think about the social cues surrounding.
Right, he's a pure capitalist and doesn't necessarily think about consequences.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting because he did have a bit of that social awkwardness, and I actually asked about the picture that is so widely circulated where he's has the sunglasses and he's doing that pose and he's wearing a polo and he has that watch on,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he doesn't even own a watch. Those sunglasses were somebody else's. A bunch of his friends took that picture as a joke because his persona doesn't fit with that at all. And it doesn't mean he's a good person. It's just his
Jacqueline, I hate to interrupt you. He raised the price of a life-saving drug by 4,000%. How good of a person could he possibly be?
No, I said that doesn't mean he's a good person.
I want to round off the point for you because Tinder existed in 1942, you would have been on a date with Joseph Stalin. That's what I'm telling you right now. I mean, this is like, this is not, this, I, you're not, this, this, this is an, I, and I know you're kind of doing this because you want to, you're curious. And did you tell him you were going to write about this?
I didn't have any intention of writing about it. I told him that I write about dating and that, I have a web series where I write about my life. So he knew that. I didn't have any intention of writing about it when I went on the date. But then, so this was months ago. Mm-hmm. And then I was telling a friend the story recently, and he said, oh, you should write about this. So before I submitted it to Lisa, who runs the Soloish column.
Hold on. We got to take that part out. This is broadcast radio. We do have some rules about what you can say.
Although there are a lot of words that are inappropriate for more normal conversation that somehow just find their way into the Pharma Bros conversation.
Yeah,
right?
You're saying that even though he did some poopy things, you don't have to do some poopy things either. All right, so what is the millennials? The thing to me that fascinates more than anything is the fact that that when you are at dinner, you're joking with him because there's a tea on the menu at this place that is $120 a cup, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. What tea could it won some sort of award in Japan? So they're like, oh, it's $120 a cup, and you're joking about actually buying it. You don't actually buy it, but then he buys it for himself, and you refuse to accept it from him.
Well, yeah. So in the beginning of the date, she was going through the menu, and the waitress was explaining that this won an important tea competition in Japan, and they only make 8 pounds of it for distribution. That's why it's so expensive. It's so rare. So we're joking back and forth. Oh, you know, isn't that funny? Who would pay $120 for some tea? Thinking that we're on the same page about at least one thing. And then at the end of the date, he orders a cup for himself, offers one to me, and I can't bear to drink $120 tea. So I said no.
See, at least you're sticking by your principles, and that's a very important thing. For one moment in this date, you have lived up to your own principles. All right. All right, so now I want to know, so how does the date end? What happens at the very end of this?
At the end of the date, he asked if I wanted a ride home, and I said that was all right, and he said that, because I didn't know, I've never really been on a date with someone who has the sort of wealth that he has. So I said, no, that's okay, you know, thinking he was going to call a cab. And he said, oh, my driver is waiting outside. And I said, wait, has he been here the whole time, just kind of sitting here? He's like, oh, yeah, he's been out there. So I said, okay, that'd be great. So he rode with me to where he lives. He got dropped off, and then his driver took me back to Queens, and that was the end of the date. There was no, he didn't try and go in for a kiss. I think we may have shook hands at the end, mm-hmm. but there was no, he didn't move in for any kiss or anything like that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Even though this is the most hated man in the Western Hemisphere, and let's just face it, a pirate. I mean, for lack of a better, not a cute pirate, not a Johnny Depp pirate, like a pirate. If he had leaned in to kiss you, would you have kissed him back?
Oh, no.
There was no connection.
No. And I think I was pretty upfront with him from the beginning of, I really wanted to meet you because I don't understand what he did. And I, as much as...
I wonder if he gets dates from this. That's an interesting thing. I wonder if there are a lot of cute, curious women, as is Jacqueline, who are like, I just want to meet you because what were you thinking?
I think he probably gets a lot of attention from that, because I think that there's something, you know, as much as in the days before the date and before I matched with him on Tinder, that I was outraged and talking about it and writing about it and getting really riled up and angry about it. When I finally settled down and I had time to calm down about it, I wanted answers. Like every other American, I wanted answers and wanted to be able to look him in the eye and say, you know, why did this happen and how did this happen and what's going on here? So that I think that, you know, a lot of people want answers about it.
Yeah.
There's no question. I think a lot of people
hate him. Yeah, we all hate him. But we like you, and we just can't figure out. This is not a match made in heaven. I don't understand what happened here. But, you know, what are you going to do? All right, well, Jacqueline,
thanks,
congratulations.
Jacqueline.
You can read. Just look for Jacqueline. Use Siri or Google or whatever it is you people use.
It's everywhere.
It's Jacqueline Collier, and it's in the Washington Post, and it's her date with the most hated man in the Western Hemisphere, Martin Skrelly.
And I'm sorry I said poopy.
Don't worry about it. We have technology to take that out. Mm-hmm. It's all good. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. She's adorable.
She is. I love your Chuck Willery moment. So how did the date end? Was there any love connection?
Yeah. Well, I want to know if he goes in or just tried to feel her up in the back of it. Because it seems to me that's a guy who doesn't hear no very often.
And, right.
So he's
sort of pulls like a certain move.
Yeah.
Snaky move.
Yeah.
Out
sort
of nowhere.
Like, hey, here we go. We're going upstairs, aren't we?
Yeah. And you're coming into my car, right? You're not going to be out in the cold. You want to come with me?
Yeah.
Our producers do not believe that it was a handshake, but I do, actually.
Do they believe it's a hand something or just a kiss?
Bro, we thought we have things that clean up bad stuff like that.
I was asking what a hand, like we already did the story about Abraham Lincoln's hand being missing.
There is sort of a hand theme today.
There is a hand theme, exactly.
Handshake, is what she says. Handshake.
Sarah Gindra standing by.
Sarah standing by.
We're going to hand it off
over there.
To
what is happening?
Sarah with the WGN traffic trouble spots. And I got to ask Violetta a question here, because we were just talking to our millennial reporter from the Washington Post, blogger, because she went on a date with that Martin Scorsese and then wrote about it, the pharma bro, and she was on the Tinder, and she found him there, which that's
its own
problem.
She got super liked.
Yeah, she got super liked on the Tinder. Are you on the Tinder?
No, but I did.
Is she answering that honestly? Do you think?
Yeah, I am. But I did listen to the interview, and I don't think that Tinder is meant for dates.
Is for the hookup.
It is for the hookup.
Right, which is why we were asking questions about the handshake at the end. It didn't seem like the whole thing added up, but
That's getting very specific, but I just think...
I can't answer that question, Your Honor.
I'm just saying. I felt like
on that one.
Let me ask you this, though. Would you go on a date with the pharma bro? He's worth a lot of dough. He's got the limo. He's got the whole thing. He's got the driver waiting outside.
I probably would go on a date with him, and I definitely accept that tea.
You would? The $125 special Japanese import tea?
Who am I to deny a gift?
Mm-hmm. There you go. I like that. Okay. A date. Would you let him go in for the kiss?
No, absolutely not. Okay. He's just not my style. But
go on the date and accept the dinner and the tea?
The girl's got to eat.
Yeah, I see. All right. Okay. All right, I got it. I understand.
And why would you accept the date? Just out of curiosity?
Because a girl's got to eat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and who knows? Maybe we'd hit it off. I mean, I don't think
he's
so.
He's the most horrifying human this side of Earth.
Everything's just, different. Maybe he's putting on a show on being a terrible human.
Hard to do.
He still raised the price on all those people. That's not a show.
Right.
That's
life-saving drugs that he kept
from
people.
Listen, you asked me my opinion.
I know. I reserve the right to disagree with your answer, though.
We're just going to criticize your opinion.
Wow.